That's the sound of one of my mom's nightmares. Tattoos. I finally rebelled against my parents in college and got my first tattoo and recently got my third. What was it, you ask? No, it wasn't a big animal or inspirational quote. It's Luigi. You know, the green guy from Super Mario Brothers hitting a baseball that is on fire. It's exactly what I wanted, and I'm so glad to have a piece that embraces my nerddom. Embracing nerddom through tattoos was the exact idea Mark Draven, founder of Ink Fusion Empire and global body art director for Comic-Cons, had when he wanted to bring his two loves, tattooing and nerd culture, together.
There's a lot of opportunity here that would not have been presented by just working regular tattoo conventions. There's only a few tattoo conventions I'll still do. And I haven't done one in probably a decade.
Ink Fusion Empire started as just Draven tattooing at conventions, isn't it? And has now grown to a team of artists from across the world with license agreements with Lucasfilms, Paramount, Star Trek, and tons more.
There would be other tattoo artists that come into the Comic-Con and look, and they think it was some kind of carny act or a circus, you know, sideshow freak. And then they would see how busy I was, and then the next year they'd be set up across the way. So I'd ask my health inspector, well, how'd your other inspection go? Nobody else called for another inspection, just you. Oh, okay. So then we developed the program to where everybody falls under my permit. It's all under one tent. So the promoter knows it's a safe establishment. They've met the health inspectors. You know, we've got the paperwork to show that the inspection's been done. The manifest for the biomedical waste transport. So it's everything's in line to make sure that not only that the promoter is aware, but also that the fans are aware, and that, so it's a safe environment for the fans, for the promoter, for the artist.
Draven and his team traveled the world going from con to con, and they will be inking up Emerald City Comic-Con guests throughout the weekend. Artists like Kelly Rogers and Cale Turpin say this was the perfect opportunity for them.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, on the circuit, it's like very familiar now. We are a staple. We are part of the attraction. We are part of the program now. You know, people expect us to be at these shows. So that's one thing. And then bringing that kind of home, where everybody at our home base is like, man, you're always on the road. You're always touring. Like, it kind of blows us up a little bit, you know, to where we come home and people are like, yeah, that's the guy who's, you know, has the artist license with Lucasfilm. That's the guy who's, like, you know, been hanging with these celebrities and doing all these pop culture tattoos. That's the guy to go see if you want this tattoo, you know, this type of tattoo. So
bringing the tattoo experience to events like Comic-Con can help those feel more comfortable getting a tattoo, especially one representing your favorite piece of pop culture.
A lot of us tattoo artists, you know, even though we learn how to tattoo in kind of burly biker shops, like, we're all nerds underneath it all, right? So once that became cool and people started getting those kinds of tattoos, it was like, man, like, this is a great thing. But a lot of that clientele is kind of nervous to come into those shops. So why don't we take our environment to them, to where they feel a lot more comfortable? And one of the first shows that we ended up doing was a horror themed show. That's kind of how it started. And we all had such a blast that we decided to start going doing other shows, you know? So, you know, 16 years later, here we are.
I was always into that kind of thing. I was always into the art style with comics and more of anime, the manga stuff. And as it just became popular, it just seemed like a great transition to get into and move everything over into that atmosphere and that realm. And I'm, you know, even my shop at home, it's brightly lit with comic book and movies and all sorts of stuff all over the walls.
And maybe you're like me, curious what it actually means to get copyrighted material tattooed on your body. I asked Draven if there was anything to worry about.
You know, if you said, okay, tattoo Darth Vader on me, okay, I'll tattoo it on. Now, if I made a painting of Darth Vader and I started selling thousands of copies of this painting without that being licensed, that's a copyright infringement, because I'm mass producing something, whereas versus if I'm tattooing you, I could do the same design on somebody else, but it's not going to look the same because it's not you again. You know, it's going to lay out different on every person. So, and there's always little things that you change, you know, to make it unique to you.
While appointments were recommended, walk-up appointments are available this weekend at Emerald City Comic-Con with Ink Fusion, including designs that only take about an hour to complete.
People don't want to spend all day getting tattooed at a pop culture Comic-Con atmosphere. They have other stuff they want to do. It's not the same as like a tattoo convention where that's the main focus of it. Here, there's so much more. They want to meet their favorite celebrity. They want to get their signature. They want to load up on Funko Pops. They want to get some new cool t-shirts. They want to have experiences along with getting the tattoo. So I've kind of tailored my designs to be more smaller, kind of boutique, petite things that can get done, you know, within an hour. So they have the whole rest of their day still to go do all the fun stuff that they want to do.
And I think it's just turned into one of people's favorite ways to commemorate their time at Comic-Con. I mean, you know, you can, a Funko Pop can get destroyed. You can't really get rid of a tattoo easily.
Paul Holden, Cairo News Radio.